Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Strange Air.
I can't believe Sebastian sent a helicopter to pick us up. This is awesome!
Yeah, it's very awesome.
Are you okay?
I don't like flying.
Why not? Doesn't it make you feel closer to God?
Are we almost there?
Jeez, you'd be a terrible angel.
Good morning, Chase. It's good to see you again.
Thanks. This is Father Sullivan.
Hi.
Welcome to Convergence. May I please have your wrist?
What's that for?
It's a standard security measure. Where's mine?
That won't be necessary, but I will need your phone.
No problem.
Both of them.
Here you go.
Thank you, Chase. Thank you, Mr. Sullivan.
You see the white collar, right?
Yes, it's very nice. Please use the elevator to your right. Father King is expecting you.
She called him Father.
Why does the elevator say heaven?
Get ready. We're about to enter the Emerald City.
I can't wait.
Hello, Chase.
Oh, I completely forgot. Hi, Abigail.
It is good to see you.
Same here. This is my friend, Jack. Oh, why are we stopping?
I have a question for your friend, Jack.
What's happening?
Don't worry, I know her. It's cool.
All right, if you say so. Hi there. What's your question?
Do you speak with God?
Well, I'm a priest, so yes, I speak with God.
Are you referring to the act of prayer? Or do you have an actual conversation, like the one we're having now?
No, I don't shoot the breeze with him, if that's what you mean.
I speak with God.
You do?
Yes.
That's great.
Does it seem odd that I can have an actual conversation with God, and you, as a man of faith, can only speak to him in abstract terms?
Chase, who is this?
Abigail, can you please turn the elevator back on? Sebastian is waiting and I don't want to be late.
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
Chase?
Yes?
This is not the Emerald City.
Hello, Chase.
Jesus! Oh, you scared me. I didn't think you'd be standing right there.
Where else would I be?
Never mind. Hi, Sebastian. It's good to see you again.
Same here. I trust you're feeling better.
My batteries are fully charged.
And this must be Father Sullivan.
Can I just say it's an honor to finally meet you, And this building is stunning.
Thank you. Please, come in. Make yourselves at home. And if you're thirsty, there's a pitcher of Veen water right there.
What's Veen water?
It's from Finland. Try some.
This is delicious.
Yeah, it's good water.
And this office is amazing. It's just like mine, except for the ocean view and everything else.
So how did the two of you meet?
I interviewed Jack for my documentary.
And as I said in my email, you did a wonderful job on that movie.
Thank you.
So what's new and exciting in the world of convergence?
Chase, your message said there was something important you needed to ask me.
There is, but...
Oh, would you like me to wait downstairs?
Is that weird?
How about this? I can have one of my assistants give your friend a tour of the building, and she'll be able to answer any questions he might have.
Sure, that sounds like fun.
Just take the elevator down to the lobby. Chase will meet you there when we're done.
Sounds like a plan. And I'm sorry, I forgot to ask. Do I call you Father King or Mr. King or...
That's an odd question because... You already know I left the church over 10 years ago.
Well, yes, I did, but I was just curious because the receptionist...
Enjoy the tour.
I'll see you soon, Jack.
Oh, I forgot to ask. The website for your church had some pictures from a recent fundraiser. Did you enjoy spending so much time inside a dunk tank dressed like a clown?
Oh, well, I...
Interesting man. So young.
So what the fuck, Sebastian? Why'd you lie to me?
About what?
I found out my father was going to quit Strange Air so he could work for you. What is this about? How could you not tell me?
Chase.
And forget about me, tough guy. Why didn't you tell my mom 10 years ago? Or the police?
Do you want an attractive lie or the ugly truth?
Let's go with the ugly.
I didn't want the bad publicity. Convergence was still relatively new. And my legal team was concerned your father's disappearance might reflect badly on us.
Well, that was 10 years ago. What about now? Why didn't you tell me about this when we met?
Chase, your father wanted to keep his plans a secret. That was his choice. When he disappeared, I didn't feel it was my place to tell anyone, not even you.
Well, you were wrong. I'm his daughter. You should have told me.
I apologize.
Anything else I should know?
No.
I didn't care for that pause.
Oh. I understand.
You understand what?
You believe Malcolm taking a job here was somehow related to his disappearance.
I'm not sure what I believe. I don't get any of this, and... Why is your water from Finland?
Chase, I want you to listen to me very carefully. Malcolm asked if he could work for me. It was his idea. He was tired of talking about Bigfoot and alien invasions. That's why he started discussing religion on his show. Your father wanted to go deeper. He wanted to explore the real mysteries of life.
By doing what?
Malcolm was going to be the voice of convergence. He was going to start a podcast here that would promote my ideas about science and religion.
But why didn't he tell my mother?
If I remember correctly, Malcolm was concerned Rose wouldn't support his decision. He told me she wasn't very good with money. So he wanted to have all the numbers straight before they spoke. The funny thing is, your father was going to make a fortune working here because, well, I'm the kind of man who can afford to buy imported drinking water from Finland.
Stop. Just stop talking. I need to think.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. Hey... What happened to the map?
Excuse me?
There used to be a map on that wall.
Yes, that's right. I'm having it reframed.
The bite of Bonnie off the coast of Africa?
Exactly. I'm surprised you remember.
What's so special about that part of the world?
Human evolution occurred in Africa. The fossils of men and women who lived millions of years ago come entirely from that continent.
One of the callers on Strange Air believed the human race was seeded on the planet by aliens.
And that's exactly the kind of thinking Malcolm wanted to leave behind.
I guess.
Chase, your father was an important part of my life. It would kill me to think you have any concerns about my friendship with him. I believe this is where people your age would ask, are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
Thanks for the ride.
Are you sure you're okay, Father?
Yeah. Sorry about the mess. I'm not a good flyer.
Don't worry about it. I was an altar boy. It's a blessing.
So what's going on, Chase? You haven't said a word since we left.
Sebastian lied.
About what?
He said my father didn't tell my mother about the job because my mother was a complete idiot with money. So my father wanted to have the math straight before they spoke. The truth is, my father was the one who sucked at finances, and my mother was great with money. I even got her saying that in the documentary.
But that doesn't mean anything. I mean, maybe he's just remembering it wrong.
If Sebastian lied about that, what else is he lying about?
Chase, did you even hear what I said?
The bag isn't the target. The real target is behind the bag.
I don't understand.
Sebastian knows something about what happened to my father.
That's crazy.
Crazy doesn't mean wrong.
Look, you need to...
Let's go. I have to get home.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
So, how did you spend your day?
I went on an interview.
Oh, that's great. Did it go well?
Not really. The job was the wrong fit.
Ah, so what? At least you got out there. I bet that felt good.
Oh, I am definitely on track. I just need to figure out my next move.
Who's that?
Elvis.
You couldn't find your father, but you found Elvis Presley?
Oh, thanks, Mom. I haven't laughed much since I left the hospital.
Well, you should laugh more. You're a good laugher.
I'll try. And thanks for dinner. It was great. I'll be in my room.
Wait, who's Elvis?
You know, the king of rock and roll.
Curiouser and curiouser.
Today is September 14th, and it's been 16 days since I ended up in the hospital. A text just came in from my secret helper, and I'm not sure what it means. There's a list here of 8 companies. I did a quick Google search, and they're all involved in things like semiconductors, transistors, biomechanics, microelectronics, and stuff like that. As far as I can tell, none of this has anything to do with Sebastian, so I don't understand why Elvis sent it to me. But he was right about Father Banks, so this has to mean something. I just don't think I'm the right person to figure it out. But that's Jason calling me back, and he's definitely the right person. Jason makes a lot of money helping SC students with their research. That was quick.
Crazy Chase Smith. What's up in your world?
Hey, I'm an adult now, so every day's a party.
Yeah, sure. You miss being a student?
Not yet. Ask me again in a few weeks.
I'll do that. So are you calling to catch up, or are you in need of my services?
It's the second one.
Cool. Welcome back. Return business is the best business.
Check your phone. I just sent you a list of companies.
Yeah, I see them. So what do you need from yours truly?
They're all tech companies. I want to know how they're connected, besides the obvious.
What's the obvious?
They're all tech companies?
Right. Got it. This shouldn't take long.
Cool. You still use Venmo?
Sure do.
Awesome.
Hey, you still dating that film nerd? The one with the perfect hair?
You mean Danny? No, that ended when school ended.
Cool. If you want, we can meet up tomorrow and I'll share what I find over a bite to eat or something.
Oh, sorry, dude. I've got an appointment tomorrow I cannot miss.
The doctor will see you now.
Thank you.
Hello, Miss Smith.
You can call me Chase.
Have a seat.
Thanks. So, what's the verdict?
Well, your results are in, and I have some difficult news. The biopsy came back positive. That means the growth has returned, and we need to take immediate aggressive action so this doesn't spread to the rest of your body. At this point, there's no need for surgery, but that could change. The decision to operate will depend on how your body responds to treatment. Now, there are a few factors you want to consider.
What?
I said I'd like to begin your treatment plan right away. I'll have my nurse schedule something with you right
up. Shit, I forgot. I have to be somewhere. I'm really late.
This is extremely serious. Your life is at risk. We need to take action, and I'm going to need
I know. I'll call you tomorrow. I promise.
Chase.
Hi, Teresa.
I just heard your message, and I am so sorry.
Thanks.
Is that the ocean in the background? Are you there by yourself?
Of course, I'm always by myself.
Please tell me you've spoken with your mom. Princess, you need to tell her.
I know, I will.
So, what did the doctor say?
Sorry, I have another call.
Wait, I'm worried about you. How serious is the
Jason, are you there?
You're damn right, Crazy Chase Smith. I am the voice in the machine that is always there.
So, what did you find out?
I found out that this was harder than I expected. You hear this? That's the sound of the shovel I used to dig up the information you wanted. And girl, I had to dig deep. The connection between those companies is over 10 years old.
My father disappeared 10 years ago.
Your father did what now?
Never mind. Just tell me what you found.
All 8 companies did business with an organization called Convergence. They were each contracted to design and build one piece of tech. And check this out. On the surface, none of these components have anything to do with each other. But you know what I think?
If you put them together, they create a sum that is greater than the parts?
Look at the brain on Chase! Yes, that is exactly what I think. It's probably some weird shit Convergence doesn't want anyone to know about.
So each of those eight companies were blind to what the others were doing.
Or how the thing they were building would ultimately be used.
Dude, you really came through.
Shit, I ain't done. There's more. I've got a name.
Let me guess, Sebastian King?
No, that's the big cheese at Convergence. I'm talking about someone else.
Who's that?
Christian Van Helsing.
Hang on. Isn't Van Helsing the name of the character who kills Dracula?
Yeah, but this is a real guy who happens to have a fucked up name, and that name appears on every single purchase order that was issued by Convergence.
So he worked there and was responsible for putting this thing together?
Sure looks that way, but the man retired a few years back, lives with his husband down in Mexico. I'll send you the details in case you want to reach out.
Perfect.
No problem. I'm the head of the Get Shit Done Enterprises, and I appreciate your business.
What was Sebastian building?
Strange Air was created and written by Michael P. Greco and Tony Martinez. The role of Chase Smith was played by Natalie Lander, and the role of Malcolm Smith was played by Patrick Fabian. If you enjoyed Strange Air, please rate and review us. This will help keep our show on the charts where people can find it. And please visit StrangeAirPodcast.com for more information. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The buyer awaits your decision, poised as one both ready for a fight and assured of its outcome. I'll have that relic now.
That cool pretty boy have more healing. We gonna need it.
You guys might. One of you dies and I'm running for it. So don't.
We'll have to use every advantage, and we've not many left.
So I'm confused. What am I supposed to say to him?
Marcus, it's a role-playing game.
Right.
So, you're this holy guy, Benedict.
Right.
And he's just joined this adventuring party.
Right. Why?
Because we needed someone to heal us and not ask questions.
Dom!
What?
Any reason you want, Marcus. That's the great thing about this game. You can be anyone you want. Do anything you want, for any reason, so long as it's true to your character.
Cool. I totally got this.
Wait, but...
This artifact belongs to my church, and as such, I cannot part with it for any price. What did I say?
Kill them all!
The Ordinary Epic, a podcast series about the extraordinary, the ordinary, and something in between. Listen now at theordinaryepic.com or on your favorite podcast app.